All right. Hallelujah. We're going to continue on and the mystery, Christ, the mystery within. And I want to go into just a little more detail, a little more depth. When God, it was in the heart of God, it was kept secret. Generations didn't know it, angels didn't know it. It was a secret in the heart of God. And Satan didn't have a clue. He didn't have a clue. And ever since this mystery had been revealed and made known to us, and I want you to listen, the enemy, your adversary, had pulled every kind of trick he can think of to keep you from getting a revelation of this secret, this mystery. This is now revealed. And with the work that we have to do in these days in which we live, there's more people that's alive on planet Earth than ever before. And technology have advanced into skyrocket. But revelation knowledge have also skyrocketed, if I could say that. I don't know if that give it justice, because it's so far advanced beyond, maybe I should say revelation knowledge has been revealed and made known to us. We have come to a place where we have learned some things in that other world, the realm of the spirit. It's the revelation knowledge been there all the time, but the church, the body of Christ, had become more knowledgeable, and we have people. Some in the body are still, you know, unlearned. You got different levels, stages of growth and development. You know that. But we have a lot of opposition that people say they're in the body of Christ, but they're really an enemy of God. And many have been deceived by that. And can I make that clear? Many have been deceived by that through religion and tradition of men. Remember Paul writing to the Colossians, Christians said, let no man spoil you, deceive you through philosophy, vain deceit of men's and their teaching. Remember that? It's third chapter, I believe, around the 6-8 verse, somewhere in there. But here's what we want to talk about tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the mystery. And the way you get it, that's on the inside of you, has to continue to feed on it, meditate on it. You can learn a lot of scripture and quote them and remember them, but that won't get the job done. You have to get it on the inside of you. You can gather a lot of food in your house and talk about how good, what type of food you got, and how good it is, but until you cook it and get it on the inside of you, it won't do no good. You know, you can have Bibles. I don't know, I just love Bibles. It's because of the Word of God. But you can have Bibles all around. You can make a tree with them. You can make all kind of, but it won't do you no good as long as it's on those pages. You have to open up and read it and believe what it says and put it into practice. Then it become a reality. Then it become a revelation. It become a revealed truth that you can walk in, live by every day. Now, Peter made a statement. And, and as you meditate on the Word of God, you begin to get insight into things, into the things of God. As you meditate, study, practice, put it into practice, you begin to get insight into the things of God. They become real to you where you live them, where they are reality, just not a fantasy or something that's being said in, you know, rhyme and all that kind of stuff. It become a reality. This is what I do. This is where I live. This is life to me. Peter made a statement, and I don't know how far that the many have gone, or what I mean by that, have got a revelation of it. He said in 2 Peter 1 and 3 that God had given us what? Everything, all things. Now watch, God has given us what? All things, everything. If it has to do with life and what? Godliness, it's been given. I'm gonna ask you a simple question. As I know it's simple. Do clothes, shoes, has to do with life? Do you need that to operate in this world? Do you need it? Do you need air to breathe? If it has to do with life, do you need peace? Anybody ever been disturbed or troubled? Ever had the heart broken? Ever experienced some heart pains? Anybody ever need any money before? What about joy? I mean, I'm just sort of switching back and forth. In other words, if it has to do with what? Life. Oh, this is when we get begin to develop and grow, when we realize everything that has to do with life on God's part has been given. Amen. It'll change the way we pray. It changed the way we believe. It changed the way we talk. It changed our whole perspective of life. Once we get that revelation, you know, you can hear it, but until you get it on the inside of you, that everything, you know, because I used to pray, and I don't know, and you learn some things. In that, I learned some things. Even though some things, some ways I was praying when I first started praying, I prayed the best way I knew how. I learned some things, even though there was a lot of things I didn't know how to pray. And my focus was on tuning up. Now, I know none of y'all ain't never had that problem. Y'all just have to excuse me and help me. And even though I was tuning up and doing that, the Lord still helped me in that area. But I found out you can tune up. there's also an anointing to pray. There's also an anointing to preach. And there's an anointing to teach. Sometimes I think... Let me get back to my lesson before I get too far away from it. But sometimes I think we can get so focused on, you know, I'm a word person. We get so worried and dry till we can't get no, don't have any what did Brother Hagin call it, spizzarington? I don't care what you're doing, whether you're teaching, preaching, singing, or what, you need the anointing. You need some life in it. That's what I want to say. And